大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
We've been talking about crying, showing tears instead of drinking.
Yes. And actually, I have a question for you, Osugi-sensei, about crying. When you were growing up or when you were a young adult, were you ever discouraged from crying?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Not once. several times, I should say. One time, when I was in college, I was going out with a girl, and one night I thought that it would be nice to go to see this play by a group of actors and actresses living in Tokyo called the International Players. Mm-hmm. And they were very good. And they performed The Miracle Worker.
Oh.
You know, it's a story about Helen Keller.
Right.
Of course, you know, before you ever see it, of course, you know that it's going to be a moving story. I should have anticipated that, but I probably picked the wrong play for a date. Toward the end of the play, of course, I shed some tears, which she saw during the play.
Okay.
After the play, as I walked her home, while we were walking, she said, all of a sudden, "Can I say something?" And I said, "Sure." And she said, "You know, I don't think it's a good idea to cry when you're having a date." And that was shocking. You know, I know it's okay for anybody to feel whatever way she or he feels,
right.
But you don't have to tell it.
Okay, wait, hold
to the
on
other
a second.
Person,
now,
you know?
It's
yeah.
crying during a date.
Yeah.
Now, I could understand if maybe that was in the middle of dinner, if you suddenly burst into tears, but you shed some tears just a little bit during a moving scene in a play, and that was, that's kind of
but
sad.
But she saw it.
Yes. Oh, and that was, all right.
yeah, I was surprised that she was doing just fine with no tears or anything, you know. maybe that was one of the reasons why we broke up.
Not meant to be, I guess. You know, you need someone a little more sympathetic, I guess, too, right? It's pretty common, I think, to get a little misty at a TV program or a movie. I certainly do that. And actually, if I had been on a date with someone who shed a few tears, I might think, oh, isn't that nice, actually being moved by this? But in the States, too, men are sometimes teased a little bit if they, you know, get a bit misty during movies or something. Women are generally more open about being moved to tears by touching situations. However, now, I will cry at movies, I'll cry in the theater, I'll cry at home. But I have always felt fairly strongly about crying at work in the sense that it must be avoided in most situations. Now, of course, if there's some really sad or tragic situation, it's natural to cry. But people often cry, you know, out of stress, frustration, or anger. And this is often seen, certainly in the U.S., as being maybe a little too emotional or losing control. And in a bad way, it could be seen as being weak or unprofessional. Of course, not everyone feels this way. This is just my impression after growing up in the States and working for some American companies. But of course, you don't really see this very often in Japanese companies either. So when I first saw a coworker cry, I was very surprised. It was a young woman. She was about 22 at the time, one of my coworkers. And she, you know, was still fairly new to the company. She had a very tough phone call with a very angry client on the other end. And after she hung up, she burst into tears. Now, I was sympathetic to her situation, but I had mixed feelings, to be honest. You know, I felt very sad because obviously it was a very tough situation for her. But part of me also thought, wow, you know, I really wish she would go somewhere private to cry, you know, and thinking, why is she doing this in this very big office full of people, just bursting into tears? I was, you know, worried for her sake, you know, how it might affect her reputation. I really wasn't sure how it would be taken. And certainly being a young woman, I was afraid that, you know, it might reinforce some perhaps sexist images of young women being, you know, unable to handle the pressures of business or something like that. So again, I was a little worried about how it might affect her future in our department. But after I thought about it, maybe this is just the way that I'm, you know, maybe I'm worrying too much about the situation. Maybe my Japanese colleagues aren't really perceiving it that way. I mean, certainly a couple of my coworkers went over and consoled her, and then it actually did take her out of the office to go to a more private place. So I got the impression maybe they had a more sympathetic view to it. But what do you think about that, Osugi-sensei?
Well, I don't know if I'm the right person to talk about this, but mm-hmm. I'm quite used to seeing people cry, and I'm used to crying myself. So
really at work too. I mean, people.
Coworkers. I don't see, you know, any of my coworkers cry. That's something very rare. I've seen many of my students cry. So in that sense, I'm used to watching or seeing people cry. Yeah, and I have special feelings about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, people sometimes cry.
Sure, sure.
さて、今回はですね。まあ、男女ということもちょっと要素として考えなくてはいけないかなというふうに思うんですが、職場における涙っていうんですかね。もちろん理由はストレスとかフラスト、まあいろんなことがあると思うんですけれども、一般的に、まあスーザンさんの目から見ると、アメリカ人的な観点からは、職場であまり感情を出すということそのものがアンプロフェッショナル。プロ意識という観点からはどうもよろしくないという感じがあるということですよね。で、若い女性社員が同じ職場で実は客からですね、非常に厳しいこの電話を受けてその対応をして、辛い思いをした後でですね、職場でみんなが見えるところで泣いてしまったという、そういう経験があると。で、それに対して、スーザンさんは mixed feelings ですよね。プラスもマイナスも入り混じった複雑な心境、気持ちであったということですね。同情する反面ですね、ちょっと見えないところに行って一人でそういう感情を出す。というふうにしてはどうか、簡単にはですね、トイレに行って泣いたらどうなのという気持ちもある。それはみんなが見える職場のど真ん中で泣くことで、彼女自身のレピューテーション、ね、評価、評判というものをはどうなのかというふうに気にしてしまう。男性の中にはですね、セクシストの人もいますと。ね。つまり、性別で差別をするんです。やっぱり女はなんていうふうに言う男性社員がいると。そういう人の目に、そういうとこを見せてしまうと、やっぱり女はしょうがねえなみたいにですね、思う口実になっちまうということは残念だということなんですけどね。その一方で、私のですね、学生時代、大学時代にデートの最中に泣いちゃったっていうですね、ヘレン・ケラーのMiracle Worker 奇跡の人っていうね、見に行った。これがね、インターナショナルプレイヤーズっていう、アマもプロもセミプロもいろいろいる外国人の皆さんのですね、劇団で、うまいんだね、これが。本当に、なもんだからね、泣かせようと思ってやってんだから、最初からね、いい話だってこと分かってんだからね、見事にね、涙ちょちょぎれて、で、それをまたね、隣向いてね、そのデートの相手の彼女がね、僕のことは見ちゃうんだね、これが。で、僕も見たらね、全然向こう平気な顔して見てんだよね。どう言ったらいいかで、こともあろうにね、帰り道に、こっちはちょっと落ち込んでんだけど気分がね、泣いちゃったの見られちゃったからっていうのをしたら、分かってんだから言わなくてもいいのにね、ねえ、ちょっと言ってもいいかしらって、何って言ったらね、デートの時には泣かない方がいいみたいなことを言う。もうぐさっときちゃったね、本当に。思ってもいいけど、言わなくたっていいでしょうっていうね。だからね、男だってね、泣きたいとかあるんでね、男も女もね、泣いてもいい時、たくさんあると思うんだね。そういう時はね、泣いちゃったっていいんじゃないの？ というね、最近はもうね、年取ってね、ほら、涙腺緩んじゃって、わけもないのに涙出てきちゃったりするからね、理由が違うんだよね、全然ね。感動してるわけじゃないんだよ。まあもちろん感動しても泣くけどね、動物出てくればもうそれだけで泣いちゃうっていうね、まあ情けない状態になってますけどね。Okay, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is to burst into tears.So to burst into tears means that you suddenly start crying. Just that moment, she burst into tears.
これね、あのね、思い出しますね。I remember I learned this phrase.
Oh, really?
I think before I graduated from high school, sometime while I was a high school student. 皆さんはどうですか?思い出しませんか?私はね、高校の、時に何かね、習ったような気がしますね。burst into tears とね、burst out crying っていうのね、なんか合わせて覚えたような、わっと泣き出すっていうふうに覚えたような気がしますね。今のスーザンさんの説明でもですね、まあ、突如、わっとこう泣き出すんですよね。そういうのを burst っていうのは破裂するってことだからね、もともとね。咳を切ったように泣くと。こういうことですよね。
Okay, now the next phrase. Actually, are two phrases that are somewhat similar, but there's a slightly different nuance. The first is to reduce someone to tears, and the second is to move someone to tears. So reduce and move are the changes there. Both of these mean to make someone cry. But if you reduce someone to tears, it means that you are making them feel stressed or frustrated or angry in some way. So you're maybe shouting at them or criticizing them. You reduce them to tears. If you move someone to tears, it means that you have told a very emotional story or it's something, it's got a little more of a positive impact to it. Something so touching, so moving that you moved someone to tears.
なるほどね。これね。ぜひきちんと使い方プラスマイナスで覚えていただきたいですね。つまりですね、誰かを泣かせるって時に使うんですが、と泣かせ方が違うんだね、全然ね。最初にマイナスからいきますね。マイナス悪い方だね。これはね、まあ例えばあそこが悪い、ここが悪いって言ってですね、非難批判ね、叱咤。知ったことかってね。これはまた違う知ったらね。なんだけど、知ったして、叱ってですね。それで相手を泣かすっていうのが、reduce 誰々 to tears なんですよね。だから、reduce っていうのはね、やっぱりマイナスなんだね、意味が。それに対して、いい話して、相手が感動して、結果的に泣く。この場合にはプラスだ。これは move なんだよ。move はほら、感動させるわけだから、これ覚えやすいと思いますけどね。move 誰々 to tears。で、これでぜひ分けてね、覚えたいなと。まあ、やはり我々としては、move 誰々 to tears というケースがね、これがいいよね。やっぱりぐたぐた文句ばっかり言って泣かしちゃうっていうんじゃね、これはよくありませんよね。ということで、皆さんも相手をですね、move 誰々 to tears というのを使うケースが多いことをお祈りしています。See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.
みなさんこんにちは、大杉正明です。いつもクロスカルチャルセミナーを聞いていただきありがとうございます。さてオリンパスのボイストレック DS シリーズがモデルチェンジしました。モデルチェンジしたのは DS51、61、71 の3機種、それぞれ1ギガ、2ギガ、4ギガと大容量です。最上位機種の DS71 ならなんと最大1000時間以上も録音することができるんです。一緒についてくるソフトを使ってお好みのポッドキャスティング配信サイトを登録しておけば最新のコンテンツを自動的に受信します。ボイストレックとパソコンを接続するだけで自動的にコンテンツが転送されますから、ボイストレックでポッドキャスト番組を素早く聞くことができます。また オリンパスのポッドキャスト番組を簡単に登録ダウンロードすることができる番組ガイド機能が新たに搭載されました。番組一覧からお好みの番組をクリックするだけで簡単に登録することができます。もちろんクロスカルチュラルセミナーも一覧に表示されてますから、必ず登録していつも最新のコンテンツをお楽しみください。さあ、より進化したボイストレック DS シリーズでもっと楽しく、もっと効率的に語学学習を続けましょう。オリンピス。